anything you want to buy, you can easily get online, even fine art. Let's say you're interested in purchasing affordable art from the comfort of your living room. Where can you go that's between high-end auction houses like Sotheby's and craft-oriented websites like Etsy? NPR's Netta Ulaby visited a few virtual spaces that are somewhere in the middle.
So the auction closes tomorrow, Thursday, at 2 p.m.
In a sun-drenched loft near downtown Los Angeles, carefully coiffed curatorial assistants are talking art with art buyers over the phone.
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful piece, actually. Just that there's
We're in the West Coast office of Paddle 8 with its 35-year-old British co-founder, Alexander Jilks. He says much of the stuff on his site is within reach of an art-loving middle-class consumer.
Our average selling price across the site is $5,000.
Jilks used to be the chief auctioneer for the world's third-largest auction house, Phillips. Everyone here has blue-chip pedigrees, including West Coast director James Saltzman.
The whole time I was at Sotheby's, there was a general assumption that people would never spend more than about $10,000 on something sight unseen.
That is, without seeing it for real. But Paddle 8 sells art like that every week, and much more affordable art, too. Online art sales went up more than 30% last year, according to analysis by the European Fine Art Fair. It found the online market is mostly mid-range art, a growing and lucrative niche.
This is the beginning of a really exciting season for us here at Sotheby's.
Sotheby's online art sales shot up 100% last year, according to a company video. This year it teamed up with eBay to sell even more art online. Like them, Paddle 8 is an auction website. It's got an elegant interface with high-def images. And everything's authenticated and curated, unlike eBay's tsunami of stuff that could be anything from anywhere. Plus, says James Saltzman, Paddle 8 has an economic advantage. It doesn't have to staff viewings in posh locations or produce costly catalogs.
You can send an image, we can do a remote appraisal, we can have it up for sale in a matter of days.
The booming online art world includes Ocula, Artline, Saatchi, even Amazon Art. Another site, Artsy's, partnered with hundreds of galleries around the world, including the Tina Kim Gallery in New York. Nicole Calderon is the associate director.
It's a question of accessibility.
So far, Calderon says the gallery has not seen a lot of sales through Artsy.
For us, it's more of an advertising tool.
The face-to-face experience of viewing art is still vital, says artist and former art critic William Pauhida.
That is harder to do online.
Plus, Pauhida says he's just not sure how online art sales will work if they sideline critics, shows, and just the pleasure of seeing art with other art lovers.
You know, it becomes so much more transactional.
We're going to turn a corner, literally and metaphorically, to an entirely different model of selling mid-priced art online, to another LA loft, just a few blocks away from Paddle 8, where a few 20-something tech entrepreneurs in hoodies and beards snosh on sushi and listen to music.
It's our favorite band from Burning Man, Robot Heart.
That's Matthew Monahan. Here's how he and his buddy Merrick, just Merrick, talk about selling art online.
I think the value add for the artist would be both matching community and having inbound and outbound network effect.
That's the concept behind a website called Zebra. That's Zebra spelled with two I's. Monahan is a 29-year-old tech investor turned artist.
Historically, the problem has been that the gatekeepers are curators and gallerists and the people over at Sotheby's who decide who gets to be a famous artist. Me and my tech buddies are about to change all that. We're going to disrupt it.
Like Uber disrupted transportation, he says. Zebra's founder is 24-year-old Omri Moore, who scouts for artists on Instagram. His goal is to create a personal connection between buyer and artist.
Once you get to connect with their personality and say, yeah, that aligns with me, that's when you become really proud.
Proud to buy their work. So he posts slick videos of artists in their studios, like Alani Hanula talking about drawing a deer.
One night I was falling asleep and I just saw this picture of a deer on this floating piece of grass.
Zebra is trying to make consumers feel like collectors, says artist William Pauhida.
It seems like a smart attempt to do that. I just don't know how real that is, I guess, or how much of it is sort of marketing.
Art sold online, Pauhida says, seems meant to appeal to a mass audience.
Most of the work that I saw was sort of very colorful and decorative and had a strong visual appeal. It's probably the nicest way to say it.
But the visual appeal is critical, says Zebra founder Omri Moore. He plans to improve the technology for viewing art to buy online.
I'm going to build holograms.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News.